We're going to use the hard mode prompts. Now, this is very normally...
Very hard.
Very hard.
Okay.
Claude has always made it very hard for Game Master. So you're more likely to die if you do things that are bad. So that's one element. And the second element is we're going to use a tool called DeepSeek. So DeepSeek, if you've not heard of it, is all over the news as of recording. And basically, a new Chinese upstart have come and created their own AI, which is a tenth of the price to generate everything and is as good, if not better, supposedly, than things like ChatGPT. So I tested this once. In fact, shall I read out?
Two hilarious effects.
Yeah, yes, I've literally only tested this once. So
do you want me to read out your clip that you sent me? So Ryan sent me this earlier. I don't think you need the context to get it. Have a look.
I'd love to try DeepSeek and go to Imperial China.
Well, you say that. That's exactly where I went.
Oh, fair.
I'd like to go to Hong Kong.
So I put in, well, firstly, the way it responds is different because it gives you this thing where it shows you what it's thinking. So it's, the player's asked for this and I should probably respond like this. So it kind of shows you all that. And then it gave where do you want to go? And it gave me a mission to stop the Great Fire of London in 1666.
Yeah.
But it plonked me in Ming Dynasty Japan in the 1400s.
Challenge one.
Get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then live for 200 years.
Yeah. And I'm like, how am I going to do this?
This is evil.
So the first thing it did was plonk me in there. And before I'd even done a move, it said, and you've bribed your way to see the emperor. And a minister calls you out and accuses you of being a spy. What do you do? And one of the options was accuse the minister of stealing horse laxative. Mm. And I was like, okay. So I took it one step further and I said, I accuse the minister of shagging a horse.
Wow.
So Tan's going to read out what it said.
Oh no.
Shagging a horse? The minister's face turns the colour of overripe lychee. The court erupts in gasps. Emperor Yongle raises one eyebrow, a lethal gesture here, and snaps his fingers. Guards drag in a very nervous-looking horse.
Is he going to make you shag the horse?
Oh my God. Minister says, "This foreign devil lies! I would never!" Emperor says, "Silence! Let the horse decide." I mean, what? The horse stares at you, judges you. Then it whinnies, kicks the minister in the groin, and trots out like a paid actor. The court bursts into uneasy laughter.
I love it when it has a sense of humour.
And it says, your fate, the emperor is amused, tick, barely. The minister now wants you boiled in tea, cross. You lose one life. So.
And that's insane. The first time you used
that's
it.
That's literally the first time I'd used it.
What you got. What,
yeah, and you were trying to be in London.
And I had to get myself to London somehow.
Right.
And it was interesting because I played through and I can't remember if I won or not, but every go that I did, it was saying, now I wonder how shagging the horse is going to stop the Great Fire of London. Maybe I should do X or Y. So
it talks through what it's thinking, doesn't it?
So I don't know whether I'll read out what it, unless it's very funny.
Yeah.
I've plugged shares in, its workings.
Yeah, yeah,
I love working. That.
So I've plugged in hard mode into DeepSeek and let's just see how we go.
Here's a quick reminder on how this works. We've created a set of instructions that we give to an AI tool like ChatGPT. And this essentially tells it all of the rules of the game. The AI then acts as our game master and it decides what happens after each action that we give it. One of us will be the player, one of us will read out what the game master says, complete with terrible attempts at accents. It's a bit like the original text adventure RPG games, or one of those choose your own adventure books where you have various options on how to proceed. Only with the AI, it's open-ended, so anything can happen, and usually does.
So, are we ready to dive in?
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive in. What is your name, player?
Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer, a name that sounds like it belongs to a bloke who's either going to punch history in the face or get punched by history. Let's see which one you are. Which era of history would you like to go back to? Choose wisely.
Pre Big Bang.
Before history.
Yeah, before time.
I mean, if we were on easy mode, we would still be in hard mode. Yeah, going pre-Big Bang.
This might just not compute.
Pre-Big Bang? Pre-Big Bang? Danny, you absolute madman. You want to go back to a time before time itself existed, before atoms, before light, before even the concept of a cheeky pint at the pub.
It knows where we are. Yeah.
Oh, it knows where we are.
What else does it know?
It says, bold, reckless, stupid. I love it.
You madman.
You absolute madman.
I did actually Google what was the Big Bang, just to get, because I don't come from a, I mean, I know what the Big Bang is, but I don't come from a science background. So fair. I was like, so, okay, universe was smaller than a pinhead, eh? That sounds weird. Exploded larger than a galaxy in a second.
Sounds wrong.
Suspicious.
Likely story.
Is it 14 billion? No, that is...
4 billion years ago.
13.7.
13.7 billion years
ago? 4 billion is Earth.
Is that Earth? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. I knew there was a 4 billion somewhere.
At least I think.
All right, let's see if you've got the brains to match the bravado. What makes you think you're going to succeed, punk? Convince me you're not just another wannabe time-travelling chump.
No natural predators before the universe existed.
Presumably a working time machine. So why
I'm
not?
Very open-minded.
I'm very heat resistant. It's very hot back then. I'm very heat resistant.
Okay.
Also, I just want to know what was if the all the stuff from the universe was like the size of a pin's head. What was around it?
Nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. Literally nothing.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
It's curious.
I
isn't
need
it?
To know.
So. No natural
I love that this has really bothered you. It's bothered everyone for years. Well,
it doesn't seem to be bothering DeepSeek at all. So,
okay, good.
No natural predators, heat-resistant, open-minded. Danny, you're either a genius or a lunatic. Maybe both. But hey, I'll give you this. You've got guts. And guts are what you'll need when you're staring into the void of nothingness before the universe existed.
This is going to be such a weird episode.
All right, Danny Dyer, let's see if your heat resistance and lack of natural predators can save you from the ultimate challenge. Reshaping history before history even began. Buckle up, mate. This is going to get weird.
I should say so.
Danny, you find yourself in the void. No time, no space, no matter. Just an infinite, silent, oppressive nothingness. It's so quiet you can hear your own thoughts screaming at you. The rules of physics haven't been invented yet, so technically you're breaking them by just existing here. But hey, you're heat resistant. So at least you got that going for you.
So nice contribution.
Won't let it go.
He's mocking you.
Also, the volume around me has never prevented me from hearing my own thoughts.
That's no, but now they're screaming.
Right.
Do they usually scream?
Sometimes.
And you have no mouth, and yet you must scream.
Well, you know, if you're in like a really quiet room or something, you can hear your heartbeat and stuff. Maybe it's like that. It's like there is nothing else to hear. It's giving you some suggested options. Do you want to hear them? So what do? You scream into the void and hope it screams back? Do you try and create something out of nothing? Do you sit down and have a proper think about your life's choices?
I did think briefly that this sounds like a great place for a nap, if it's that level of quiet.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
And it's given you a fourth one, which I love. Attempt to summon the Big Bang yourself.
Just come out behind.
Explode.
Like, clap.
Oh, clap. Instead of a scream, we could just...
Oh, yeah, see if it echoes, if anything happens. This is nightmarish, by the way. This is...
It's only nightmarish if you make it nightmarish.
Yeah, I think it is.
Just think of it as a nice, calm, quiet space.
Yeah, Elsie, no one can get you.
The natural predators.
Yeah.
Heat resistant.
You can't be late to work in the void.
Because it doesn't exist.
You can leave your doors
unlocked in those days.
You clap. A bold move, Danny. A very bold move. Let's see how the void responds. Clap. The sound reverberates, but not in the way that you expect. Instead of echoing, it ripples. The void shudders, as if you've just poked a sleeping giant. Suddenly, a faint glow begins to form in the distance. It's small at first, but it grows brighter and brighter until it's blinding. You just triggered the first domino in the chain reaction that will lead to the Big Bang. Congratulations, you've accidentally invented something. But wait, this is the void, Danny. The rules of physics don't yet exist. Your clap has created a paradox. The void doesn't like paradoxes.
Life lost.
Oh, whoa. Oh, I thought it was going so well there. Yeah. How many lives do we get?
I can't remember.
Probably two.
I think two, maximum three, but not many.
Okay.
So there's no gravity, presumably.
There's nothing.
Yeah. So there's no gravity, presumably.
We have a little swim around.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's have a little swim around.
Yeah, exactly.
Brush stroke swing.
Butterfly. I think the void likes gentleness.
Yeah, so let's brush stroke.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we breaststroke towards or away from the light?
Oh, towards, I think. Oh, no, does the light, if we've lost a life, are we resetting or is the light still there?
I think you just carry on.
You've got to. Right.
Oh, I see.
Towards or away?
Around?
Towards.
Go and apologise.
Sure, yeah, let's go and swing towards
sorry.
The light.
I'm sorry!
So, actually, there was a bit more. So it says, you feel a strange sensation, like the universe itself is giving you a slap on the wrist. You're down to one life, Danny. Be careful, or you'll be erased from existence before existence even began. Now the glow is getting brighter, and the void is starting to collapse in on itself. You've got a front row seat to the birth of the universe, but you're also standing in the middle of it. What do you do? So it's given you some options, but I've already typed in, I think the void likes gentleness, I breaststroke towards the light and apologise.
Yeah, I think we should swim towards the light, because that might be the way out of it from collapsing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
One of the options it gave you is yell at the void to calm down.
When does that ever work?
Slap it, so you're hysterical.
It says run away or embrace the light to try and stop the Big Bang. So do you want to keep your original breaststroke option?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. You decide to breaststroke through the void because why not? You're Danny Dyer. And if anyone can swim through nothingness, it's you.
That's sort of a backhanded compliment, isn't it? To Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer.
As you glide forward, you mutter an apology to the void, hoping it appreciates your gentleness. The void, however, is not impressed. Your breaststroke creates ripples in the fabric of whatever this is, and the light head begins to pulse erratically. The void, now thoroughly annoyed, responds by creating a gravitational pull, something it just invented on the spot to teach you a lesson. You're sucked.
So we're like god-ish, but
it's
in
like
a
vindictive god-ish.
Yeah.
Like Old Testament style.
So you're sucked towards the light at an alarming rate, tumbling head over heels through the nothingness. Life lost.
Uh-oh.
You're down to zero lives, Danny. The void has had enough of your shenanigans. As you're pulled into the light, you feel yourself unravelling, your very existence being rewritten into the fabric of the newborn universe.
Ooh.
Game over.
New universe, Danny Dyer style.
Kind of a win.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah. We're baked into the fabric of the universe.
Yeah.
Are you content with that?
Not really. I have to say I'm pissed off with the void. I think the void's overreacted.
Yeah.
It has overreacted, actually. Oh, you're not saying that. Oh, dear.
I'm pissed off with the void. I think the void overreacted.
We were trying to be gentle.
We call the void a slag, like Danny Dyer.
The void was never going to be happy with anything we do. The void's never happy. It can't impress it.
You just got that song going in my head.
You can't impress me much.
Yeah.
So it gave me an epilogue. It said that Danny Dyer, the man who tried to breaststroke through the void, has become one with the cosmos. Your atoms are now scattered across the universe, forming stars, planets, and the occasional pub.
That's lovely. That's
historians
really nice.
Will never know your name, but your legacy lives on in every Big Bang reenactment and every awkward apology whispered into the void.
Awkward apology.
The universe is a better place.
I apologise.
Yeah.
We did. We said sorry to the void.
Oh. It's a better place because of you, Danny, or maybe it's worse. Either way, you've left your mark. And then it said, do you want to play again? So I'm pissed off with the void. I think the void overreacted. I mean, come on, we were just trying to be gentle. I call the void a fucking slag and tell it to stop being so dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny. Four Dannys. You just had to go and call the void a fucking slag, didn't you? After all that gentleness and apologising, you've now got full East End on the fabric of the universe itself. Bold move. Let's see how this plays out, so it doesn't seem to mind that you've already game overed. The void, already annoyed by your breaststroke antics does not take kindly to being called a slag.